Welcome to the Finding North podcast. I'm Chris Morris. This week's episode is a horror story called Clickety Clack. Please enjoy. Clickety Clack, blippity blat. When I need something, it comes like that. Yes, childish, I know. Having no particular attraction to any other words which happens to rhyme with that, I decided to make up my own words. It rather passes the time, however, and it gives one a distinct ownership over the rhyme itself. So in conclusion, and with your permission, I think I shall continue. Clickety-clack, flaccity-fliss. If you don't believe me, then just watch this. Gerald! Gerald! Give him a moment, my patrons. Gerald, like most other men who reach a certain stage in their lives, has become a little slow as of late. Geriatric Gerald. That's what I've taken to calling him, but only in private, so you mustn't tell him. Promise me. Oh, Gerald! Ah, here he comes now, can't you hear him? He has an unmistakable rhythm to his step these days. Spends longer on one foot than the other, you see. The very definition of shuffling. And if that didn't give it away, the muffled groaning certainly would. The other muffled groaning, that is. He tries to mask it. Goodness knows why. It's not as though there are many realistic options for replacing Gerald, times as they are. In any case, geriatric Gerald... Oh, I should whisper that particular phrase now as he's drawing so near. Geriatric Gerald has proven himself a loyal and diligent servant here at House Christine. Geriatric since Patrick, get a new hat-trick! Clickety-clack, tippity-tap. And Gerald arrives, just like that. Now don't argue, I still haven't rhymed that with another bona fide word. Tap and that don't actually rhyme, you see. It's a half-rhyme, used infrequently by pseudo-poets across the globe. Ghastly, I know. But if you'll indulge me just this once so that I may talk with Gerald, I'd be eternally grateful. Thank you.
You called, Miss Christine?
Yes, Gerald. Send up a pot of tea, please. I have guests, as you can see.
Right away, Miss Christine. Will you be having the Earl Grey?
But of course! Can't you see what esteemed guests have graced the table? Look at him! His face crosses from me to you to the other guest, and his silly eyes go as big and wide as the moon. Had he forgotten?
Of course, miss. Can I do anything else for you?
You'll need to clean up those stains on the floor. The red ones that appeared after you'd brought Mother inside.
Yes, miss. Of course.
Clickety-clack, diggledy-dee, and off he pops to make some tea.
Oh, don't give me such a look.
Clickety-clack has been ringing in my head ever since the incident. I believe you know which one. I think it's a novel idea to embrace it and to make some lovely rhymes from it. It's either that or allow it to drive me to madness. Can you imagine? Me, mad! Mad as a hatter, windows to shatter. By the way, do you like my dress? I sent Gerald for it, of course. Giving him no specific details of the attire I wished him to procure, I had very little in the way of expectations. I had hope, of course, but even the most disadvantaged among us have that, and I'd prepared myself enough to not be too disappointed should Gerald return with some hideous garb that would be frowned upon by even the lowest among the lower classes. But when he came to me with this, the sky-blue skirt flows downwards like a dancer, raising its elegant head upwards before it finds the ground in a sublime demonstration of splendour. And when I spin, watch, it dances with me. Dances with me, prances with me, go to France for some tea. He also purchased these wonderful shoes alongside it. Delightful, aren't they? I've worn them 3 times already, and they still have lost none of their shine. I'm not to wear them outside, of course. With all the rain we've been getting lately, they would surely be ruined in the first few strides. Not as though I get out much these days anyway. Clickety-clack, yiggledy-yane. Nobody ever likes to dance in the rain. Well, anyway, I simply had to get dressed up today. Special occasions such as these are becoming rarer with every passing day, you know. Guests. Actual guests in my bedroom. At the table usually reserved for dolls and teddy bears, I now have 2 real, actual human beings. It's a real treat, so thank you once more for making the effort, and for dressing so nicely.
That attire looks new. The Geralds get it for you.
Can I ask you something? If you don't mind. Why is it that when I mention Gerald, you seem to look a bit queasy? Do you think there's something odd about him?
Well, listen. Whilst he's gone for a spell, I'd like to tell you about something. Something that Gerald isn't too fond of discussing with me. Yesterday, he was...
Clickety-clack, wibbly-war. Here he is, a-knocking my door. Yes, come in, Gerald.
Your tea, Miss Christine.
Yes, thank you, Gerald. But why on earth have you brought 3 mugs?
Why, one for you and 2 for your guests, miss.
My guests? Oh, Gerald, but one is asleep and the other... Well, the other would find drinking tea rather difficult, don't you think?
Well, yes, quite. I apologise, miss. I just thought...
No need, my dear fellow. No need. Perhaps Mother will wake before the party is over.
Yes, perhaps. Can I do anything else for you whilst I'm here? Perhaps I can check the seatbelt of your guest who remains awake.
If you still say the seatbelt is necessary, then please go ahead.
It's all very secure, miss. I'll take my leave if there's nothing else I can do for you.
Thank you, Gerald. And please do remember to clean up those stains, would you?
Of course, Miss Christine. Enjoy your company.
Clickety-clack, piggledy-pon. He shut the door and now he's gone.
Ah, yes. I just love a spot of Earl Grey, don't you? Designed for refined taste buds like ours. Refined, divine, redefined.
You know what makes the tea so exquisite, don't you? Bergamot oil. Difficult to find a word that rhymes with bergamot. Curious that it's a plant which produces a citrus fruit very much like the orange, for which there are no rhymes. Lime, crime, lemon, yemen, citrus, witless, orange, nothing. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh yes, Gerald. Now listen, I don't want you repeating any of this to him, do you understand?
Yesterday, he was on the roof, fixing the tiles, you see. Mother and I were in the garden, enjoying the sunshine. Radiant it was yesterday. The conversation was humdrum. Nothing more than the usual chatter about the condition of the weather and the price of gasoline, that sort of thing. But suddenly it took a rather ugly turn. Do you know, it's funny. I swear it happened only yesterday, and yet my memory of the incident is somewhat foggy, as though I received a particularly nasty shock to the head afterwards. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. A falling tile took us aback.
Yes! A tile fell, in the middle of Mother's heated argument with Gerald. I remember, it nearly hit her, made her all the more angry.
Clickety-clack, viddledy-vad. Goodness me, now they're both mad. She threw it back at him, lobbed it hard, and the sound it made when it shattered, pierced and stung my ears. Gerald's face reddened. Clickety-clack, ziggledy's out, and then he went and pulled the pins out. A whole row of tiles slid like a snake which had sniffed out a particularly coveted mouse and flew off the roof and down towards Mother and I. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clackety, 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 clickety-clack!
Next thing I knew, Father was shaking me.
Curious. I'm not sure why I just called Gerald by a different name.
Swather, lather, gather, mother, father.
Gerald was shaking me. His head was all wet. He asked me if I was all right. I smiled, of course, and I said something like, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. I'm asleep, but now I'm back. He seemed concerned for my state of being, but I assured him I was fine, and his job at House Christine was safe and well. He was confused. He looked as though he'd completely forgotten he had been the butler here for some 40 years and 5. But a rather peculiar ringing persisted in my ears and hasn't yet stopped.
Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety.
It was then that... What exactly happened afterwards? Oh, why, of course! That's when you arrived! Excuse me, Gerald wasn't amused with you, you know.
You came running into the courtyard, shouting and wailing, demanding to know whether Mother was all right. Gerald and I assured you she was, but you weren't listening to any of our words, you silly goose. You screamed when you saw Mother. You thought she had died. Died, sides, boiled and fried. You might be annoyed with Gerald, but he simply had to clamp his hand over your mouth. Otherwise the neighbours might have gotten the wrong idea. All that screaming. It's a wonder nobody called the police. And what would we have said when they arrived and found that Mother was merely napping and you had gone accusing Gerald of murder? The ridicule we'd all face. Gerald should be preparing the bath for Mother now. He says it's a special sort of bath that will make her feel better. He just needed to procure some of that liquid from a special sort of establishment that's only open at night. Can you imagine? I doubt they get much business only opening after dark. But Gerald insists you can have a bath first. Because you've had such a shock, you know. Mother can wait until she wakes. This has been her longest nap ever. You really were shaken up by it all, but look at you now. Sitting here with me and Mother and having tea. Well, watching me have tea, I suppose. This Earl Grey really is splendid, you know. I'm sorry you can't have any at the moment. Perhaps when Gerald decides you can visit without that frightful tape over your mouth. That time should come soon enough too. Gerald says that very soon there won't be any need for the tape, that all our worry will vanish. Oh, here he comes now, just as I finished my tea. I can hear Geriatric Gerald's awkward shuffle. He'll take you away to the comfort room. Don't be shy. I'm sure you'll be feeling right as rain afterwards. Clickety-clack, liggledy-lath. Now off you pop and take your bath. Thank you for listening to the Finding North podcast. Please follow the podcast on your preferred platform and head over to chrisamorris.com for all the latest. Next week's episode is a drama called Marooned.